Hey, Amud Aleph. Middle of the Amud. Ikla Rebbe La'asrei D'Rabbeloza B'Rab Shema. Rebbe once came to the Mokim where Rabbeloza B'Rab Shema was, used to live. Amalai Yesh Lai Bein La'isei Tadik. He left over a son. Amru Lai, so the people of that Mokim told him, Yesh Lai Bein. V'chozayne sheniskeres v'shnayim seichosay b'shmeina. So the Marshal says pshat, chozayne sheniskeres b'shnayim. B'shnayim means the double amount of the schiris that a normal zayne took. That means this zayne was a very beautiful zayne, so she took the double amount. So she hired him 4 times as much as she took, that he should be mezana with her, because he was very beautiful. That's what Seichosei Bishmoina Machmas Yoif Yoif. So it would seem he wasn't going Osye, so Rebbe came, Asmechei B'Rebbe, he gave him smicha. Va'ashlamei L'Rabbi Shimon Ben Isi L'Kunye Achua De'imei. And he gave him over to his uncle, that he should be metapo with him. Reibonim Kachia Eim, so Vaistois, he would understand him, he'd know how to be metapel with him. Now, this Ben was not too interested in learning. I want to go back to my ear, Le'iri. I want to go back. I hear them say a nice life. I want to go back. And the uncle was Meshachneyim. Amalei Chochim of the Yosach. They made you a Chochim. That means Asmachei B'Rebbe. Rebbe gave him smicha already, although he was not Roy for that. So Chochim of the Yosach. They made you, they called you Talmud Chochim. V'gulsa d'dava posoloch. And they spread over you a beged of gold. The Rebbe Korilach, about Amrit L'Kiyosa and Yezel, that means, what do you have over there, what you have over here? Here you have Kol Mili Demeita. Such covered you have. Till Amalei Mumi Azuvedo, he made a shvuah that he's going to leave over his old ways and he's going to be together with Rab Shimon Benisi ben Lakunya. Kigodal, when he grew up in Ruchnias, Hose Yosef b'mesivta de Rebbe. So he came to learn in the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Shomei lekole, so Rabbeinu HaKodesh heard his koil, Oma hakole domi, Kali the Rabbeloza b'Rab Shimon. This koil sounds like the koil of Rabbeloza b'Rab Shimon. Amru lei b'Rehu. That's his son. That's the son of Rabbeloza. Kori alei pri tzadik eitzchayim lekeach nefoshes chocham. Pri tzadik eitzchayim ze Rab Yosi Rabbeloza b'Rab Shimon. The Marsha says pshat that he was eight yovesh till now. Benasa eight chayim, and he became an eight chayim. He's a pri tzadik, a pri from Rabbeloza b'Rab Shimon. He became an eight chayim. Lekeach nefoshes chacham. And this is Zeshimin ben Isi ben Lekunye. He was the one that made him, but he became. Kinoch nafshei, when Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Elazar was nifter, amtua lemarosa davur, so they brought him to the ma'ora, where Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon was. Avahodra la achne lemarosa, so there was a snake around the ma'ora, preventing anyone from entering. Amrulei achna achna psach picha v'ikoneis ben eitzalovit. Rabbi Yosi should go in together with Rabbi Elazar. But the Nachash did not open up his mouth, did not permit entrance into the mother. Kisvurim ha'omloimar shezeh godol mizeh. No, he's not capable of entering because Rabbi Elazar was greater than him. Yotze Sabaskel v'omro, Sabaskel came out and said, Loi mibnei shezeh godol mizeh, elo zehoya b'tzar ma'oro, v'ze loyhoya b'tzar ma'oro. He was not b'tzar ma'oro. That means, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon was together with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in the ma'oro for 13 years. So this zichuch, but Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon was zeiche. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Shimon was not zeiche to this. So therefore he was not zeiche to enter the ma'ora. Let us see Rashi. Asmechei b'Rabbi shiyukairin oisei Rabbi. They should call him Rabbi. Kedei sheyiskanei V'yosem liboy al Talmud Torah. Perhaps Pshat is, they called him, Rabbeinu HaKadosh said he should be called Rabbi. No, Rabbeinu HaKadosh said he should be called Rabbi, so everyone called him Rabbi. So it could be that he was Margish, Valdik Yekovit. But he realized by himself that he's not Roy Loisa Itzdele. So there was a kine to get to this madrege, what they put him into. Perhaps that Pshat Rashi, she is kane, that he should be mekane. They gave him a madrege of COVID. But he knew he wasn't roi for it. She is kani v'yosem libay al Talmud Torah. That he should be roi to this title that they gave him. Va'ashlamei mosroi l'Rab Shimon l'lamdei Torah. Koyim ava omar oisei aben l'kiyos ani ozo l'iri ani chofetz leilech. Till he made a shvua, mumi azuva do b'shvua hinachti zois. I left this bakosh v'le'eshaloi leilech. The loikeach nefoshes chocham amalamdei teire kaineu leben. Edachs merashim and pshat the posik a chocham. That means if he's Malamed Torah, is a loikeach nefoshes, he acquires the nefesh of the Talmud. A Malamed Torah, the Chochem, kaineu lebed, is a kinyan. He acquires him as a ben. Vishinantam lebonecho, Rashi says, Eilu atalmidim. So Vaisois and the Goyin and Mishli says, there's two bonim. There's a physical ben, which is nisyaches to the oviv that was meilitim. And then there's a ruchniestika ov that's meilitim and ruchniest. That's also called ovi rechem Yisrael. that a Talmud is called a Ben, Elisha called Eliyahu Navi Avi, he was moiled him in Ruchnius. So Hamalamde Teire Koineo Kiche Ika Kinyin, he acquires him, Leben. Others ask Akasha, what's the Nefosh Shois? Lekech Nefosh Shois, he acquired Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, for a Ben, what's Lekech Nefosh Shois? Loshen Rabbim. So, others want to say that Lemaise, the Matranise said that to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon that these are not your children. She was Maisi Laz Albono. These are not your children. And this Mayanei Chochma says, and now that he had such a son of Yaisi, Kol Zaynes Eichose Bishmeine, so everyone saw, she's good getroffen, these are not your children. That so later when he came back to the Sheirish, so it was a tikkun not only on the nefesh of Rabbi Yaisi, it was a tikkun also and the last that she was Moitzi and Rabbi Lozo Bab Shimon, Kailai Ki Kailoviv, so then they saw that he's Taka Bnoi. This to my Yonah Chochma wants to say on the Loshen Nefoshes. Zot the Gemara Vaita, Ikra Lebi La Asrei the Rab Talfen. Lebi came once to the Mokim where Rab Talfen had lived. Omalu Yeshloi Ben Loisai Tzadik, Shahoyim Mekapeyach Esbonok. He used to say when he made a shvua that if it's wrong, he should be Mekabel Bonok. Omalu Loi Ben Einloi, he doesn't have a Ben. Ben Bas Yeshloi, he has a grandson. Bechol Zayna Sheniskeres Bishnayim Seichosai Bishmayim. Asuye lekame, so they brought this einikel of Rab Talfen to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Omale, so he told this einikel, he had this boch, if you'll do tshuva, ibne loch baratoi. I'll give you my daughter. Hodabe, ike da amri nosva begirsho, ike da amri nosva klal kadesh la yoimru bishvilze chozaze. Practicing more the loma lay kulahai. This is a psakasha and Rabbi, and we'll see if loma takasha is. The oma Rabbi Yuda Marab, oma loma Rabbi Chi Barab, oma Rabbi Yechnen, oma loma Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, oma Rabbi Yenison, toma loma lamed es ben chavei rei teire, zoiche bi yoishev bi yeshiva shal mailo. Shenemar im toshu, moshivo, Voshivcho lefonai tamoi. Chol ha-malamid es ben ha-maoretz teire, afil ha-kadosh baruch hu goyzer gzeiro mevatlo bishviloi. If a person is malamid ben ha-maoretz teire, so afil ha-rabbein shom is goyzer gzeiro, this person is mevatlo the gzeiro. Shenema vim toitzi yokor mizoyleil kifisiye. You'll be like my pet. Let us see Rashi. Shemekapeach esbono shayirogel leima akapeach esbonaik shenishba. When he swore, he used to say this loshen klola bishvuosai. Now let's skip the next Rashi. We'll come back to it in a minute. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so why was Rabbi Lomelel Rabbi Kulahai? Why did he do this? Lomelel Kulahai. So the Gemara says, Im Toshu Yisroel Lemutov B'teichach Tocho, Here the Rebbe Shalom told Yirmiyahu HaNavi, if you'll be meishiv Klal Yisrael with your techocha, v'shivcha elai v'lofonai samit. Then you'll be zeicha, you'll be in front of me, you'll be close to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Li, she'emoid ve'eskayim lefonov imucha lahashivcha. That means if Yirmiyahu will be meishiv Klal Yisrael l'tshuveh, Tshuva is like this. Someone goes away from Darkei Hashem, Yazev Rosho Darkoi, and he brings them back. So then the Rabbeinu Shem says that Skayim Lofona Vimucha Lashivcha. Yoko Mizoilu Talmud Chochem Miyam Horetz. Now, Lechayre, we would learn the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Gemara is a kasha, v'lama le'kulahai. So l'chayre, the Gemara's kasha, l'chayre was, that, I was Rabbi Isaac in Kirib Rechaikim, I mean, Abayna HaKadosh at Kabal B'Kishusim, was a Merdike Marbetz Teire, V'lom B'lei Kulahai. So the Gemara says this, Kabal B'Kemadreges, Kolam Lamedes Ben Chaveiroi Teire, is Zeich V'Yoshe V'Yeshiva Shal Mailo, or Ben Amoretz, so is Meitzi Yoko, Mizoilu, Kefisiye, Kadosh Baruch Hu Geis Gzeire. So Lechera, the Kasha was, why he was basic in Kirub Rechaikim, he did Meirdike Zachen, Meirdike Hishtadlis, Yoiv Loch Bratoi, I mean, he wasn't Stamazoi, he was masking to give him his daughter in order that he should do tshuva, or before he, and he was Asmachai Berebi, and he gave him over to that. He was Isaac that he should do, that he was Meshav and Betshuva. Now let us see Rashi. Berebi Lombalei Kulahai, Lachzer al Bnei Acherim, Lishel im Yeshle Ben. So Rashi is very unclear, that's the Shaila, that's what Rabbi did. He went around and asked, does he have a son? I mean, that's the problem. That's Lachzer al Bnei Acherim Lishel Mieshle Ben. And Lachere, the Gemara, the pasuk that the Gemara brings, is a pasuk Lachere, he was Mahadar in B'tshuva. I mean, in Toshu, if you'll make sure that Klai Yisrael do tshuva, so you'll be Zeicher. That you'll be standing lefonai, there won't be any mechitza between you and me. So the mummies are posuk in tshuva. The kash was by Yisrael. The mummies talks about tshuva. And bechlal, kol ha-malamid is ben chaveiroi teir is also very difficult to understand. So that's tolin limud le ben chaveiroi. So that has to do with tshuva. The mummies are posuk on tshuva. The reason is kol ha-malamid is ben chaveiroi teir. It's very unclear. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Rab Parnach, Amar Rab Yechanan, Kol Shul Talmud Chochem, Ubenoi Talmud Chochem, ובן בני תלמד חוכם, שוב אין תוירה פייסקס מזערי. If there are three דוירס of תלמידי חכמים, so then תוירס נא פייסקס מזערי לאילום, שנמה ואני זו הספריס, איתם ולימושה מפיך ומפיזך, מזער זרח, אומר השם, ביעתו ביד אילום. מהי אומר השם? Oma Kodesh Baruch Ani Orev Loch B'Dov Ozer. I'm an Orev. מי מעטו ועדוי למען רביר מיה, מכאן ואילך תרא מחסרס על אכסניה שלו. מינס, וי דוירס ודי ווס הוכסק, דת תרס אינס משפוחה, תרס מחסרס על אכסניה שלו. למיוני חוכמה ברינגס דאון, the Mishnah says in others that Rabbi Shoked Lilmeid asking Atmacha Lilmeid Teire Sheine Yerushaloch and the Yerusha and here it says Shudai Tridaires is Aniyorek Paisaisapis it is a Yerusha so he says Amir Nikazach He says, the Gemara says, Masechtas Megillah, Yagati Umatzosi Tam. That's, without Yagia, without Amelis, Segeitnesht. But the Gemara says, Vahani Mili Lechadudi, Abba Luk Megirse Siyata Dishmai. Now what's the title, Luk Megirse? Luk Megirse is that he should remember what he learned. To be Masik, to understand, that's Yagati Umatzosi. But it should remain by him, it shouldn't be nishtakech memenu, that one needs siyata d'shmai. So he says, the loyomush means that he acquired already will not go away from him. Loyomush ha'ona, loyomush amut ha'ona, the ona that was there, loyomush amudot. That means if it was there already, the Rabbeinu Shalom is an orif that will remain there. And even in Aydei Sibetish, He says, we find by Rav Yosef forgot his Torah, so Abaye was masking him. So I mean, the Arvis of the Rabbeinu Shalom is not, that he'll be a Talmud. That one needs Negiya, Haskein Atzmacha Lilmei Torah Shein Yerushalach. And the Etzem Limud, there's no guarantee, there's no Arvis. The Arvis is on And the look megirsa that will remain and it won't be forgotten. What does Rashi say? Mipicha mipisach, miserasach, mashimayat, vadum, chishmoch, amar, kach, ani oru, meato, shloyomush, ad oilo. From now, after 3 days, the banishim is an oru. Shalach, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef fasted 40 Tanaisim, but Yulah Yomushu Mipicha. Yosef Abayim Tanisa Chine, Vakriyu Mestame Bechelma, the Yomushu Mipicha Mipizarecha. Yosef Mem Tanisa Chine, also Vakriyu, the Yomushu Mipicha Mipizarecha. יזר הזרח האומה מכאן באילך ויצריכנה תרם הצרס על אכסניה שלו. רב זייר כיסו לכלער די ישראל, יוסף מנטניסם מסתומן, ולשתקח גמורי בבלו מיני. He should forget the אופן הלימוד of Talmud Bavli, כי איך דלוי נתרדי. Yosef memachinise v'loi lishkei v'rabuloza b'shnei v'noflin ilavi mila d'tzibure v'yosef meya achine d'loi nishlet bei memachine d'loi nishlet bei nure de gehenne kol plosin yoy mehavabodik nafshei he used to be bodik himself every 30 days to see if eish sheilet olo shogar tanure he used to heat up a tano Solek for Yosef begave lahavisholte beinure. Yom echad yovu beirabono neine. Seems a double rabbilit that Eish is not shaylit. Veicher koshake, so his sheik got singed. The korle kotten choreshake. He was a midget, he was a short person, that his sheik was singed. What does Rashi say? אבוים תניסה שלוי תפסק תוירה מזערי, גמורה דבבלו, גמורה שלון עוד לא נתרדי. שאול אלה רצ'סור לאומד מפי רבי יחנן, ומאירועים שבארץ ישראל לא היו בני מחלויקס ונכן זה לא זה כשמן. ובי לא יחסה לו זה צנת האיפן הלימד צנת האיפן המריבה. Each one is מסייע the other one. כברין וסנהדרין הם יאשם את הטיימים בלוי קושי סופרוקים מתדינג זך מתיינה, but one helps the other. זה איפן נוי. קוטים חורש שוקי תאין ישקו צהבה. It was a short person. I once heard a maise, I heard from a guy in the Shmuel Katogenfeld, Zachayna Levroche. He told me an interesting maise, at Gershon Zach, Zachayna Levroche, to learn by the Briskerov, and there was a makuru by the Briskerov, and the Briskerov used to take long walks, and used to tell him maises. So one time he told him a maise that the Beis HaLevi asked Rab Chaim he should take a hot coal and put it on his back to see if Eishel Mishaylet. And he did it, nothing happened with him. One maise at the Beis HaLevi. A few months later they're walking, he tells them another maise with the Beis HaLevi, that the Beis HaLevi once needed an operation. And he went and he told the doctor they shouldn't give him anesthesia and he should just give him 5-10 minutes to be mamik himself in a sugya and then make the operation. And the Briskerov said he doesn't understand this maise. He doesn't understand this maise because he says, how could the Beis HaLevi take on himself such an hugger? What would be, if he will feel pain in the middle, and he'll move, and he has to be, the purpose of anesthesia is that the surgery should be done without any, that the patient that the surgery is being done and shouldn't move, that something might be in the skull, if he'll stop moving then from the pain. So he says, I don't understand how the Beis HaLevi took upon himself this anhugah. So Rav Gershon Zaks remembered the other maise. So he remembered they put a coal, a hot coal, and he didn't feel it. So he said, maybe he didn't feel it. So the Briskerov says, what's for a tzushel? That's a din in Eish. The Gemara says in Seif Chagige, the Gemara says that Omar Rababo, Omar Rabbeloso, Tamid HaChomim, and Ushal Gehenim, Shailotis, Ben Kabuchemim, Salamandre, Mas Salamandre, Shatildis, Eishu, Asoch, Midom, and Ushalatis, Boy, Tamid HaChomim, Shekol Gufa, Yeish, Tachsiba, like Kaidvor, Kaishna, Mashem, Alachis, Kama, Bakama. This I did in Eish. That Eish is not Shailot on the Talmud, but he was talking about pain from an incision, from a cut, not Sushal. About Kaponim, this we do see that there's an Indian that Eish is not Shailat on a Talmud Chochem. Omav Yudha Marav, Maidach Siv, Mi Eisha Chochem, V'yobin Esois, V'shadiba Pi Hashem Eilov, V'yagido, Alme Ovdo Horetz, דבר הזה אמרו חכמים ולא יפרשו, אמרו נביאים ולא יפרשו, עד שפרשו הקדוש ברוך הוא בעצמו. שנאמר ויאמר השם, על עוזבו מסתירוסי אשר נסעתי לפניהם, אמר רב יהודה מרב שלוי ברוך הוא בתוירו תחילו. So let us see Rashi a little bit understand. But the Gemara say, Dovo ze, Alma of the Horetz. There was a Shaila, why did Klal Yisrael go into Golis? They lost Eretz Yisrael. Alma of the Horetz. Omru Chachomim, the Chachomim did not know, Mi Yisha Chochom V'yoven Ezois, Beisha Chacham, the Chacham didn't know, they didn't understand this. Omru Anevim, Asher Diber Pi Hashem Eilov, the Nevim also did not know Ameh of the Horetz. Till the Rabbeinu Shalom told them, Shenema v'yem Hashem al ozbo mestirosi asher nosati lifnei om Rav Yehuda Marav shlei bolchu b'teira tchile. Zogt Rashi, shlei bolchu b'teira tchile kshaya oiskim b'teira, when they were oisik b'teira, oi hoyu mevorchim lefoneo, they did not make birchas ha-teira lefoneo. Kro yiseira, d'asher nosati lifneyem kodorish, al ozlom esterosi asher nosati lifneyem. What's the nosati lifneyem? Birches, and let us see the bach, asher bochal bonu v'nosa nonu esterosoi shehi lifoneo shel divrei teire. This is the bracha lifnei birchas ha-teire. V'kivin d'loi mevolchi galya datayu she'eino matono chashuve lohem. Now, I'd like a little to elaborate pshat in this gemara. There's a chasam sefer, Maseches Nedarim, some sefer Maseches Dvorim, Maseches Nedarim, brings down a lashon of the Rabbeinu Yoine, Shloi hoiso ha-teire chashuva b'neim kol kach shiroi leborich oleho. Fine, did not make a broch on it. Shloi hoyo bo oiskim bo lishmo. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says they were not oisik b'teire lishmo. That's the Rabbeinu Yoine. Zokter Sam Sefer, Amerdiker Sam Sefer, the Beis Halevi says the same Rayoim. He says, this Torah l'shem Shamayim, and this Torah l'shmo. And he says, and the two different things. He says, Torah l'shem Shamayim, the Kavona is, kidei l'kayim ha-mitzvahs. A person is learning Torah, should be mekayim the mitzvahs, v'lei da haloche, eich yase ha-maise, he has to know. You have to know Hilchasitzis, to Mimakai Mitzvahsitzis, Hilchasfilin. You have to know all the halachas in order to know how to Mimakai the Mitzvahs. V'kivin shekol atzmoy shal oisei eisek eine elo lekayim ha-mitzvah eine odif mikiyum ha-mitzvah gufe. So the whole limud ha-toyre is only a hechshel to do the mitzvah. That's Torah l'shem Shemayim. I want to know how to do the mitzvah. But that Torah is not better than the mitzvah itself. And by mitzvahs is a klal de be'idne de lo yosik bo lo yimegine bo lo yimatzli. A mitzvah, mishas, he's not oisik and the mitzvah it's not megin. Zot the chasam sefer, Iker mitzvahs eisek ha-teure hu mitzvah bifnei atzma. The mitzvah of eisek ha-teure is a mitzvah in itself. Lahages bo yoimol volaylo, to learn teure keseder, ulahamik ulahayin b'chol toitzoisa, to be ma'ayin, to understand teure. V'zeu eisek lishmo, l'shem teure, to understand teure. He says, by broches, there's a klal, you only make a broche on a mitzvah that asiyeh is gmar mitzvoso. That means as follows, a person will make a sukkah, even though it could be there's a mitzvah, chag sukkah ishtasa locho, as I state in Shultz, it's a mitzvah to make a sukkah, but you don't make a bracha when you make a sukkah. Because that is not the gmar mitzvah. The mitzvah is the yeshiva besukkah. So memele, a mitzvah that is not the gmar mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. So memele is azoy. Memele, they learned Torah because through Torah they know how to do mitzvahs. So the Torah alone is not a gmar mitzvah. The Torah alone is not a gmar mitzvah. The Torah is a hechsher. That means to, if I learn Hilchas Tzitzis, I know how to put on tzitzis, to wear a beged of tzitzis. I know how to put on tefillin. So the whole Torah is a hechsher to teach me, to educate me how to do the mitzvahs. So Torah mitzvahatme is only a hechsher. It's not a gmar mitzvah. So therefore, there's no chiyuv broche on a mitzvah that is not a gmar mitzvah. Now, and be'emesin, I was nesoira. Rashi brings down there was a tain in them they did not make birchas atoyre. Asher shenasati lefneyim birchas, and the Bach says asher bocha bonu v'nosan lonu es toyrosoi shehi lefonel shel divrei toyre. The broche asher nosan lonu es toyrosoi. They did not make this broche. Rashi in Parshas Kisiso, that's me, this Amoyrdike Rashi. The Posek says, the Kipit Lamed Beis, Posek Tezayin, the Baluchay Smaisa Lekim Eimo, Upe, Zot Rashi, Ka Odom Ho'ime Lechaveroi, Kol Asokov Shel Ploini, Bimeleches Ploinis. He's only involved in this. Kach kol shashuav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. That's what Rashi says. V'aluche is maise lekim, eima maise lekim. What is the Rabbeinu Shalom doing the whole time? The Rabbeinu Shalom, the whole eisek of kol asokev shel ploini b'mloches ploini. Kol shashuav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. That what the Rabbeinu Shalom is learning Torah. The Rabbeinu Shalom is learning Torah today to know what to do. No. The Rabbeinu Shalom is learning Torah because Chochmas HaTorah is a Chochmas Shein Soi. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is learning that Torah, L'Shein Torah. To learn that Torah. Kol, that's Torah Soi. That's the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shalom. If they would realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave them Torah Soi, Shehi Matone Cheshuve Lohem, this is a Matone. Not it's a way to find out what to do. The Torah alone, this is a Matone from the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is Torah Soi. This is the Torah that the Rabbeinu Shalom learns. If they would realize this, so they would make a brocha lefonel. This is gmar mitzvoso. Agavurche, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that women make birchas ha-toyre. And one of the reasons they make birchas ha-toyre is because they have to know the halachas. There's halachas that they have to be mekayim. It's just as the shein hazman brome or the lav, and they have to know hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Broches, there's a lot of things they have to know. So therefore they make Birchas HaTorah. So the Afiki Meginim says, this Birchas HaTorah is a Broche de Rabbono. That means, since the Broche, they're learning Torah, not as the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. By them there's no mitzvah of learning Torah. By them this is only a oifen, how to acquire the knowledge, how to become the mitzvah. This is a Broche de Rabbono. There was a time the Ramban holds the Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa. They were mezalzel bebrochoso. They didn't make the bracha because they looked at Torah differently. And the Ran, Mesechtes Nedorim, when he says, I mean, the Samoyodiki Gemara, the Nevi'im didn't know, the Chacham didn't know, Alme of the Horeth. So the Ran says, why didn't they know? He says, because they were oisik betoire tomit. They were learning Torah Keseda. So Mamela, no one understood Ameh of the Oretz. The Rebbeinu Shalom understood. That means Since they were mezalz on the brocha, so their whole outlook of Torah, they were not learning Torah with the hakara of the chshivas of Torah. This is Torah soy. This is the Torah that the Rebbeinu Shlom. This is Torah lishma, l'shem Torah. That's why the Torah wasn't megim. And there's a meiridike vort from Abitzel Peterburger. Avitzel Peterburg says, chat this Gemara, the Gemara says, a Mesechtes Broches, it says, by David HaMelech, by Chasu, Bab Godim, V'lo Yecham Loi. By David HaMelech, it says, they covered him with Begodim, and he could not become warm from the Begodim. So the Gemara says, why didn't he become warm from the Begodim? Neshe Biza Esa Begodim. He was Mevasa the Begodim, so, he didn't become, where was he, Mabasa the Begodim? Because he cut off the kanaf of the Me'il of Shaul, so Memela he was Mabasa the Beged of Shaul, so Memela V'lo Yechem Lai. So, Avitzel Peterburg explains, the Rabbeinu Shloim put in the Teva, that Begodim Amechem the Guf. This is Amatone from the Rabbeinu Shloim. Since he was mevaze this matone, so memele the begodim did not do what the teva, what they acquired beteva, they acquired beteva lohachim. But since he was mevaze the begodim, he was not zoiche to receive chimum from begodim. So he says, Chazal tell us, b'rosi yetzahara, Velosi Torah Tavlin. Torah has in itself a koyach to be a tavlin keneged yetzer hara. Al me'er of the ha'oretz, there's another kasha which Rabbi Zvi Peterburg is more, al me'er of the ha'oretz. The Gemara says that the Bais Rishon was because the Shalosh Averes, al me'er of the ha'oretz, there was Shalosh Averes over here, Shalosh Averes Muris. So he says the kasha was, but they were learning Torah, and Torah's megim. How did it come about? How did it come about that the Torah was not megim on them, that they shouldn't be nifshel in the Shalosh Averes? That was the kasha that the Chachamim and the Nevi'im did not understand. So the Rabbeinu Shlom told them because Vakeret, they did not look at Limud Torah in its true perspective. They did not look at it that there's any of Torah lishma, l'shem Torah. They looked at it only as a means to know how to do mitzvahs. So as a bechina, they were mevazah the Torah. They took the Torah and they used it only as a means to acquire yediyas of kiyum mitzvahs. So therefore, this Torah was not megin on them. That's how Rabbi Zvi Peterburg says pshat this gemara. Omar Rav Chome may deceive, believe, novoin, tanuach, chochmo, obekerev, ksilim, tivoda. Believe, novoin, tanuach, chochmo, ze talmud chochem, ben talmud chochem. Obekerev, ksilim, tivoda, ze talmud chochem, ben am haoretz. Amarula heine domri inchi astire belegine kish kish karie. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ben amor, it's now how, first of all, we have leiv novein tenu achoch bekerev ksilim tiboda. And Chazal tell us lemsha on this posik that both are speaking about a Talmud Chochem. But one is a Talmud Chochem ben Talmud Chochem, one is a Talmud Chochem ben Amoretz. So what's that Bekerev Ksilim? So Rashi says, so let's see what Rashi says. Tivoda moidia la keil umispoir bekisrei. He's mefarsim. He's media. Ben Amoretz hainu Bekerev Ksilim mishpachas Ksilim. Kerem Ksila means Mishpachas Ksila. Istire Belegina Sela Echod, Belegina Kishkish Kaya, Miskash, Miskash Keish, Umashmiya Kail. Vimhoya Mole Sloim, Boyhoya Mashmiya Kail. So the Mayone Chochme wants to say Pshat in Rashi, that Rashi says, Sela Echod Belegine, Istire Belegine, Sela Echod Belegine. So that means like this, you have a Mishpacha of Amaratzim, and they have one Talmud Chochem, the Mishpacha. So by them it's a Begiches. So they're misspoiled. So they talk about, you know, this younger man, he's my nephew, he's my grandson, he's my daughter. So they all are misspoiled because they don't have anything else what to be misspoiled with. So Tivoda Moidia La Kelo misspoiled Bekisko, so the Mishpachas Tzilim is misspoiled with the Talmud Chochem. Masha ain't came, if believe nova in Tanuach, but Tanuach means it rests there, it's not this person. It's Tanuach, it's not this person, that is a Talmud Chochem, ben Talmud Chochem, so what's there to talk about, Yankel, and the whole Mishpoche is a Mishpoche of Talmud Chochem, so it's Tanuach. So that's kish kaya miskashke shemashmiya keil, that faker, that here the mishpoche is mispoil bekisro, and here there's no isparas. That's lochere arashi. Let us see Taisvis. So Rashi seems the ikar dogish is astira sela echod belegine. He's unique, there's only one in the mishpoche. Astira belegine kish kaya, before shribo. V'yishayin derech zuz laniach b'logim. That is not logim, it's mistom a place where they keep wine. They put a zuz there. Hu mekashkeish. Moi menichay ba'amniki kedarkoi liyashon loyhoyo mekashkeish. So it could be pshat in Tosfos, as the Mayone Chochma says another pshat. The Gemara says in Masechtas Nedarim, shori le le'inish lo'idei nafshei ba'asre deloy yodi. That means if no one knows who he is, so he's permitted to be medir to say who he is. So he says, mishu mishpachas talmidei chachomim mikri asre de yodi. So that means everyone knows. He says his name. He says Alabechik. He's a Dos. He's a Knievsky. So they know from the, his name speaks for itself. He doesn't have to be my dia who he is. A mishpachas ksilim leimaski adatayu. So that means where he is. So if he's in an arniki, that's a place where Talmidei Chachamim are. So then it's taken for granted that he's a Talmud Chacham. So there's no reason of pirsum. Masha ein kein. If he's in a place which not a mishpach of Talmidei Chachamim, so then there's a loche shoy leinish loidi nafshe v'aschid leyot.